Well, as many of you know, I just got back from a week-long trip in Moab, Utah, hiking and camping and rappelling from rocks and sleeping on the ground and cooking food over a kind of faulty stove every morning. It was amazing. Great time to just suffer with our Lord in the desert and make great memories with a couple. Well, we had nine students from WVU in our Newman Center join us. So incredible time. Great blessing. You can see I'm tan, it looks like, but it's actually burned, and it's going to be bad. I'm glad that it's not peeling too much right now. It was an incredible trip, not just because we did fun things outside, but we did a lot of spiritual formation. And one of the parts of the trip was every day in the evening, we would give testimonies, we'd take turns. So there were 12 in the whole group, 9 students, and 4 missionaries. Yeah, that counts up. And wait, 3 missionaries and myself. I don't know, something like that. And we, each night, 2 or 3 of us would tell our testimony. And it would be beautiful to see the willingness to share of each of the students or the focus missionaries or the leaders of our expedition. Because everyone's story is very similar. There's a period of your life where you're being nurtured in the faith, or you know, you're generally doing the right thing, and then you discover the ways of the world, and a lot of the stories involved, you know, a short or a long period of time where someone was living in sin. And then, knowing all along that this was not the way, there was a point where they turned back to the Lord. Beautiful story of reconciliation, and now this beautiful battle that we're all in together to overcome sin and grow in holiness. Really, really exciting part of the trip, learning more about one another and how much God has done for us. Those stories, so important. And the scriptures are just full of those. You know, we heard today about, you know, a little chunk of the story of Moses and the people out there in the desert. They're grumbling. There was certainly some grumbling at times this past week when things weren't working, or it was below freezing at night and your sleeping bag was not really rated for that, and you were just so cold. It's the story of Moses is so beautiful, because as bad as the Israelites were, God kept being patient with them. He kept forgiving them. He kept hearing their prayers and sometimes chastising them, sometimes making them be in the desert for longer, whatnot, but all out of mercy. The desire to bring them to this point where they realize what I'm doing is wrong and I need to turn to God. And same with the Samaritan woman especially. What an incredible story of mercy. You know, who knows how long this woman had been living in these, you know, impure, unhealthy relationships with these different guys. And God, you know, patiently walking with her. She seemed to know, you know, about the faith. God was working in her heart, and then on that one fine day when she met Jesus, she was ready to be converted. So beautiful. So many of us have stories like that. There was a period of time where I was living in sin, and I knew it all along. I could see, and something you can look back and, you know, see God working with you. And then there's one day when finally you're ready, and God's right there. And there's conversion, that beautiful mercy, and that beautiful gift of time. Honestly, how much time God gives us, you know, he's patient with us. It's incredible. And thank goodness he gives us that time. I hope that today you all will take a moment to think of your own conversion story and be grateful for what God has done for you. Or maybe you're thinking, oh, dang, I'm still kind of working into that conversion period. That's okay. Maybe today is going to be the point where you meet Jesus at the well or whatnot and make this change. Or for all of us, it's a constant renewal and strengthening of our conversion. And what will really help is thinking, boy, how much I've been blessed to get to where I am right now. And today, in a particular way, we focus on the candidates and catechumens in our community who are preparing to enter the church. This is a beautiful part of your conversion story. There you are. And the blessings God has poured out on you in your life, especially for you all, consider, and how much God has brought you through. Maybe even remembering some of that mess that you got yourself into and how he brought you out of it. Because today, we're going to pray especially for them right after the homily to strengthen them in their journey, because it continues. Once you become Catholic, it probably just gets harder, honestly, because you have more grace, and then the devil's like, dang, I got to step up my game now, and then God just gives you more grace, and that's how it works. It's beautiful. God always letting the devil challenge and tempt us so that we have more of a chance to grow in our freedom and our trust. So we pray with you today to strengthen you on your journey. But again, all of you, I invite you, think of your story here in Lent. It's amazing. It's amazing what God does for us. And sometimes to keep taking steps forward, it's important to look back and remind yourself of how much he's done for you. Even go to the scriptures, think of these great stories, how much God has done for all of us humans in existence, in the history of our time on earth, because he will keep doing not just those same things, but even greater things for all who ask.